Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Hey, stay with us, Dr. Mike's Real Age Tip. Coming up before the end of the hour, guest time now here on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, Mariel Hemingway and Bobby Williams, Academy Award nominated actress, author, and activist Mariel Hemingway, and eco-adventurist stuntman Bobby Williams are here to chat about their new book, Running with Nature, Stepping into the Life You Were Meant to Live. It's published by Changing Lives Press. Thank you both for coming on the show today. Balanced living and mental health. Have you both all adhered to that lifestyle since day one? Or what, if you didn't, what flipped the switch to make you live that way?
Well, take that first, Mariel.
I guess I will. I guess, you know, I thought I was living a healthy lifestyle, and I think that when you're on the path to trying to find health and wellness, it's always changing. So I wasn't always doing things that were the best for me, but thinking that I was. But yeah, you know, I think that it's been a good journey, and that we found what Bobby and I have found together is a real balance of health and wellness.
Is it difficult in show business to live a life like that?
I mean, I guess you could say yes, because everything about show business is kind of contrary, and it's all about. It's seemingly all about partying and stuff, but it's never been an issue for me because I'm passionate. I think living healthy is fun. I actually think it's a wonderful thing to do.
Hmm. Here's Dr. Mike Roizen.
And thank you, Mario. And I had the occasion to meet Mario and Bobby when they came to the Cleveland Clinic Wellness Center to give a grand rounds, where they were talking about the book. It's called Running with Nature, and their own philosophies, and obviously they exuded their own philosophies. But Mario, you have a family history that is what you might call dangerous. So how do you use this Running with Nature to antagonize that?
Well, you know, I think because my family was dangerous is an interesting word, dangerous, but also incredibly creative. But there was a sense of feeling like I was running from something. I actually have a documentary out called Running from Crazy, because my family is, while wonderful, but there is, you know, there's insanity, there's depression, there's suicide, there's all these things. So living healthy, I think, is a big piece of the mental balance equation that people don't talk about. And it's one of the things that Bobby and I really want to implement into people's lives, is that our lifestyle, everything we do, leads to our wellness.
And one of the great things you mention in the book, if I can give a quote, Bobby, is, and by the way, the book is co-written, if you will, written by both of them, with some, I guess, subtext by Mario. And but some of the phrases here, for us, nature is everything. It is true simplicity, it is truth without ego or agenda. Now, Bobby, you do a lot of stunts, so in fact, that still is your way of making your living, is that right?
Yeah, when you asked the question before about is it difficult to live this lifestyle, you know, and have you lived it your whole lives? When I became a stunt guy about 30 years ago, I always had a lot of time off. So I would say I dedicate about 9 months a year. I'd only have to work about 3 months out of the year. You know, if you have a half dozen positions for the weekend, something, basically it's only taking about 2 hours to 3 hours per day. So the rest of the time I studied health and wellness. I got to the point where I was booking quite a few commercials. I didn't have a house, kids, and mortgage, but I drove across the country 87 times. And I studied health and wellness and education and politics and religion, and just trying to figure out what this is all about and why things were set a certain way. And one of the rules that Mariel and I looked at, you know, we have to tell people that.
Bobby, we're having trouble with your phone. I know your landline went down today. He lives on the Running with Nature Ranch, which is in Southern California, up in the hills, and his landline went down, much as sometimes mine go down. So if you can get in a little better area with the cell, it would be much easier. for us to understand that. And by the way, the website for the book is www.runningwithnature.com, as you might expect. One of the things, Mario, how did you two meet?
We actually met on a hike. We met outside. We met in nature. It was pretty amazing. And it was a total connection, like more than just like chemistry. There was like, I like to explain it as seeing somebody and knowing that they know your language, like you speak the same language, and it's the first time you've met somebody who speaks the same language as you. So it was really kind of wonderful. We hiked for about 3 hours together and couldn't stop talking, and it was fun.
Now in the book there are a lot of what I would call quizzes and points you get so that you can actually see how many points you rack up. And one that is really interesting to me, because I've never been able to do it myself, if you will, is live silence. Tell me what you mean by that.
Well, we both are big proponents that, you know, silence, meditation, stillness is really where you learn so much about yourself. It's in the quiet. Sitting down, whether you want to call it meditation or just silence, and listening to your breath and connecting with yourself and allowing thoughts to come and go. And silence is a powerful teacher. It took me many years to learn how to be still and be okay with it. And a lot of times people will say, yeah, but you know, I can't meditate. My mind doesn't stop. Well, your mind doesn't really stop ever. But it's about allowing the thoughts to come and go, focusing on the breath. It's such a powerful, it's a very transformative thing to learn how to do. And we should kind of show you some simple ways to go about it so that you can hear your inner voice.
And one of the things that I've never been able to do, I can go the first hour technology free of the day, but I certainly can't go the last 2 hours of the day technology free. But do you really do that? Do you two do that?
Oh, absolutely. Bobby is what's funny about him, poor guy, I think his phone's all messed up, but he really is, like, I kind of got him started on technology. I feel like I'm the bad seed. Like, I got him started on this bad thing. But we make it a practice to turn it off at a certain amount of time. So at a certain time at the end of the day, so that when we go to sleep, it's all about rest. And we actually turn our internet off at night. And if you notice that when you do that, you notice that it's a lot more silent. And I don't know, I feel that energetically it's just a better thing to do. There's, you know, no EMFs, and we sleep more soundly. It's pretty powerful.
Now, the other, if you will, there's another thing that I love that you do in here, or that you talk about in here, in addition to focusing on living silently, you talk about breathing consciously. Tell me I know what you mean by it, but tell our listeners what you mean by breathing consciously.
Well, most people breathe from their, you know, from their chest up. They head breathe, you know, and it's very shallow. And there's not a consciousness of the breath. A conscious breathing is when you take not too deep a breath, but breath with intention means that you take a full deep breath. You go in and you almost imagine the breath going into other parts of your body. And the reason, how I learned how to do this and Bobby learned it in a different way, I learned it through yoga. Yoga really taught me how to move breath into my body, but it's a powerful, it's really helpful in balancing your mind. It helps you to be less stressed. Really,
when we come back, I want to talk more about breathing with Muriel Hemingway and Bobby Williams, Running with Nature. Joe?
Okay, Dr. Mike, this is You, the Owner's Manual radio show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Thanks for listening and stay well.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank, I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission, to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.
If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And another segment with Mariel Hemingway and Bobby Williams. They are the authors of Running with Nature, Stepping into the Life You Were Meant to Live, published by Changing Lives Press. And here again, Dr. Mike Roizen. Dr. Mike.
Mario, when we were interrupted by those commercials, rudely I might say, but they're wonderful companies that support us, we were talking about breathing consciously. And one of the things I saw in here, which I was interested because I've never been able to do it, and was alternating nostril breathing. Tell me about that.
One of my favorite breathing techniques, and you close off one side of your nose with your two small, you know, your pinky finger and the next finger, and you breathe in through the other side, then you hold that side and you let go, and then you breathe out through the other side, and you keep doing this alternating nostrils. And what it does for me, it's incredibly balancing. Like, I actually feel like my brain is more stable when I do it. And, breathing techniques are very powerful. Bobby's incredibly good at moving breath through his body. It's a powerful thing for him.
I mean, as you, one of the techniques we teach or we think of at the Wellness Center is when you breathe in, is trying to oxygenate your blood and then watching it go from the lung to the periphery. And that's a technique you use as well in the book, and you is that right?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's just about, and conscious, you know, again, getting back to conscious breath, when you put intention to breath, when you actually visualize the breath going to a certain part of your body, it will move there, and it, yeah.
Now,
it
Bobby, Bobby, thank you for coming back, and I appreciate all the effort to get out of the range of interference with the phone. One would say, geez, you're a stunt person. How can you use this? Don't you have to really be intent on the stunts you're doing at the time you're doing it? Do you meditate or do you breathe in between the stunts? How do you do this?
Well, breathing is something that I've been practicing for quite some time, and I like to talk about
ions and negative and positive ions really briefly. And Mariel and I live in the mountains so that we can get negative ions, which have a positive effect on the body. Being in the city, you can have as many as one negative ion to 500 positive ions in a polluted city. And so this affects you greatly. Now, I'm sure you understand on a Western philosophy, the ions and electricity in the body and how much electricity actually comes out of the air to have your body do all these things and how important it is, with the lungs being 70% of the detox for the body. It's so important to take these long, slow, deep breaths. So back to the stunt, pulling more energy before you do something that's going to be extremely strenuous, you work on deep, 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 long breaths so that you can be calculated, your mind can be sort of at peak, you know, being completely aware, and you pull these breaths in deep, deep, deep from the lower part of your stomach, and, you know, the Chinese call it the Dan Tian, and you create energy there, and as esoteric as that can sound, I mean, there's electricity in the air, and that's why I brought up the negative and positive ions. But, you know, a lot to cover in the breath. God, I there's so much in our book about it, from the simple to the extreme, and we try to make it as understood as possible. And Mariel has yoga techniques, and I have all this sort of Tao monk technique stuff, and we combine them together and talk about those things that are readily available to people if they're looking there.
Now, another chapter you have is laugh and play. You don't stop laughing because you grow old because you don't stop laughing is that quote you start with Michael Pritchard, at the beginning of the chapter. Tell us what else you mean by play.
Well, I got to tell you, Bobby is really instrumental in teaching me how to play because I grew up in, you know, we talked a little bit about my family, but it wasn't a very happy, you know, playful upbringing. And he really brought laughter and play back into my life. I hadn't been a child. I was a primary caregiver for my mother when she had cancer when I was a child. And then, you know, different things with the family and the mental illness and stuff. I sort of gave up being a kid just because, and not, oh, poor me. It just was the, you know, it was the
was what happens in the families like that.
Exactly. And so I have learned in my late 40s and 50s to play. And it's been one of the most transformative and wonderful things that's happened to me because I'm so happy and so connected. Play is huge. And we've turned our exercise, and we talk about this in the book, make your exercise fun. Make it play. Because when it goes from being drudgery or something you have to do to something you want to do, I mean, Bobby was just out in our backyard, I think, playing golf or something, you know, I mean, we always are out playing games and laughing, and it's really important for your health.
Now, tell us about this old Studebaker that we see in the book.
Bob?
Bobby?
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah.
Tell him about the Studebaker.
We have this really eccentric photographer friend who refuses to read books because he doesn't want to mix up his knowledge on life. And he's the one that took the pictures, a lot of the pictures for the book. And anyway, he got this old Studebaker from this old guy who was the original owner, 57. And he ended up giving it the Studebaker because he left his studio and just left it there. And someone was going to come and pick it up and bring it to a junkyard. And so the Studebaker came to our house, and we used it as a ranch truck for hay and feed for the chickens and that kind of stuff, and surfboards in the back to take it to the beach. I mean, we were really fortunate to get that. The photographer's name is David Paul, and he was nice enough when we were done shooting. He was like, "You want my truck?" And we said, "Sure, we'd love to have the truck." And, you know, it needed all these little repairs, but it was well worth it.
And one of the things that you also have in the book is a lot of adventure. As we grow older, many of us reduce the adventure in our life. And one of the phrase you use from Eleanor Roosevelt is, do one thing every day that scares you.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's really important to challenge yourself and go outside your box, your list, and you know, being with Bobby, especially him being a stuntman and a professional climber, he got me started climbing and doing things that, you know, that kind of put a little fear inside you. They expand your brain. They make you more vital.
It certainly must, learning new techniques. The book is Running with Nature by Mario Hemingway and Bobby Williams. It's short, simple, wonderful advice, stepping into the life you were meant to live. All you have to do is look at the smiles on their faces throughout the book, and you're really motivated. Running with Nature, www.runningwithnature.com. Thank you very much. Joe?
Okay, Dr. Mike, thank you, Muriel. Thank you, Bobby. And again, to reach Dr. Mike on the air, it's 877-711-5211, 877-711-5211. Udocs@gmail.com, UDOCS@gmail.com. And this is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
You tune up your car and change the oil when it's running sluggish, right? Well, then how come when you're feeling low and sluggish, you aren't doing something about it? D-Herbs can help with their full body cleanse or dozens of other healthy, all-natural supplements and products. It's time to finally do something for you. Take a look at D-Herbs quality all-natural products, and you get a free gift, famous D-Herbs all-natural, all-herbal cleansing tea and an ebook with important life-changing information that you can download. It's called The Power of Cleansing. You can heal from any disease. Just go to freedherbs.com. That's free, the letter D, herbs.com, and claim your free herbal cleansing tea. You just pay a small shipping fee for that, and then you can download your free ebook on the wonders of healing cleansing. You'll also get a 15% off discount code if you should decide to make a purchase. Free gifts for you, plus a special gift of better health. freedherbs.com. freedherbs.com.
Hi there, I'm Juliana Rancic.
And I'm Bill Rancic.
I love my job as an entertainment reporter, but what I love even more now is being a new mom.
And you are a great mom.
Thanks, honey. Very proud
of you, honey.
Thanks.
Like any responsible parent, Juliana and I wanted the best for our little son, Duke, and that includes a healthy future. We know firsthand that life is pretty unpredictable. We didn't anticipate getting Juliana's cancer diagnosis or even having challenges with pregnancy. I don't think anyone does. Mm-hmm. But as parents, we can plan for the unexpected.
That's why we want to share our decision to bank Duke's cord blood when he was born. The blood in a newborn's umbilical cord contains millions of young, valuable stem cells that are used to treat childhood conditions like cancers and blood diseases and are being studied as potential therapies for cerebral palsy and even autism.
Julianne and I are proud to partner with Cord Blood Registry and the Healthy Futures Campaign to help raise awareness about the value of cord blood and the options for saving or donating it.
We encourage you to take action for your family's healthy future. Go to parentsguidecordblood.org to learn more.